Hey, good morning, Rabbi Sai. And after hiatus for Purim, we are back to our weekly limud of Sugis and Masechtas Ketubos under the aegis of Daf Shavua. So this week, Daf Pei Beis has a very important sugya. All the sugyas are important, of course, and which discusses the nature of the Yavam relationship and the financial obligations of a Yavam. Specifically, the ksuba of a Yavam, is that a new chayiv that the Yavam took upon himself to pay the woman a new ksuba? Because after all, he's effectuating through the Yavam process a new marriage? Or no, really, the chiyuv is on the original Baal. And it's a hemshach of the chiyuv of the original Baal. The Gemara on Daf Pei Beis has the following lashon, just a few lines. The Gemara says, "Ilesla mirishain isla misheni." Chazal made a takanas chachamim that it is not sufficient funds from the brother who died. There is a need for the yavam to pay off the Pei Beis Amidalef. If you go to the If you go to the sugis, keep on going. There you go. So the Gemara says, if we can make it kindly bigger, the Gemara says that if the first Baal does not have sufficient assets, because this Yavam, let's call him Shimon, was being Miyavan Eishes Ruvain, Isha Hiknoloi Min HaShemayim, they gave him a free Isha. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Tap Rashi, ish hikma liyavam zemen ha-shamayim. Ein alav lichtav lo shtar nisuin. The Torah HaKadosh itself was the shatchan here. The Torah HaKadosh itself was the shishvinin here. That's who effectuated the Kedushin. And therefore, really, the nich should be on nichse bal ha-rishay. However, Chazal understood an important social policy, as they always do. He doesn't have a ksuba, then you know what happens if someone doesn't have a ksuba. The incidence of possible gerushin goes up. Ask the Rishonim, the Rajba, what's the nafkamina with what Chazal Misakin, that the ksuba and the yavam goes back on the nichse bal rishain. And out of the oven, safe, safe, the one who has to pay is the oven. Why? Because the way the financial flow of funds is, as you all know, isn't the oven, is Yerush the Nichse Echav. As an inducement or as part of the package of the Yibam process, the Torah said he gets all the assets of the brother if he's Miyavim, his wife. So ultimately, the payoff is coming from the Yavam, because the Yavam was Yerush the assets. Let's say he left $1 million, is Yerush $1 million, and he has to pay off the ksuba. Let's say the ksuba is $18,000. He has to pay it off from the assets that he was Yerush. So Lamaisa, it's coming out of his pocket. This is the kasha of the Rashi. We'll see the Rashi inside. This Kasha Rajva is duplicated in many Rishonim. Vim Taimar, line three. Given the Laila Mislaksuba Mine, he's Yerush, Shimon was Yerush, Ruvain's Nechasim. So ultimately, since Shimon was Yerush, it's coming out of his pocket. Adkan Kushi Sarashba. It's based on all the way back to the Ramban, and many other Rishonim ask this Kasha 2. Answers the Rajba, the nafkamina is that the ksuba was mataim, like a psula, or mana, like a ba'ula. So if the ksuba is matel, she keeps the original amount, the sign. Why? Because when she wrote the ksuba originally, the original ksuba was a psula, ksuba of a psula, the sign. But if it's a new chayv, a new ksuba that's matel the yavam, then she only has a mana. Why? Because Lamaise, at the end of the day, she was a Bu'ula b'zman the chalais of the. That's the Rashba's teretz. Let's see. Yesh lami nafkamina. L'machar nechasa b'achkach nishtetafu nechseyachiv. He sold all his nechassim, and then the flood, the fields of his brother got flooded. So you can't go back and take away from lekuches. Because there's no shibud. Okay, that's one teretz. The second teretz, which we're focusing on now, that I mentioned to you, inami lamana omasayim. The whole yisoid here is going down to the nafkamina of mana or masayim. Because you go back to the original ksuba. Yes, it's true that they gave her at the Knesset Chametz that she should have some money and should like take kalabena, but it doesn't mean she has to go back and get her psula ksuba. She's not a psula anymore. She is a Be'ula Adkan Chuvais Rabbeinu Harash. But in the Shita, this kasha was brought up too. And the Shita says that the other Rishayim Ra'ah, who was contemporary of the Rajba, and the Rivash was in the later Dair, hold that even if the ksuba is metelos al yabam, she gets the original amount. She gets the full $200. Says the Ra'ah. Tzarech taisei. It means you need tzarech in. What's the difference? Okay. That's the teretz you saw, the first teretz in the Rajba. Okay. The Ra'ah offers two terutzim, and the Ritza says that the nafkamina will be mana and not pesulah. That's the Rajba. The whole Mashi Yesham Rishon Tikla Mishani, that's the Rivash. So we have machlokes between the Rishonim, the Rajba, and the Rivash, what the payment on this Ksuba that the Yavam has to pay off. Does he have to pay off the original 200, and which means it's just an extension of the first Ksuba, or does he get the opportunity to pay off only the lower amount because it is a new Ksuba? If it's a new Ksuba, obviously she's not entitled to a Ksuba of a Psula, and she only has to get a mana ksuba of a ba'ula. So the Achrayim explained to me, he said this machlekes goes to this getter of the chiyuv of the yavam when there's not enough nechassim from the first baal. If the chiyuv chadash or a hemshech of the ksuba of the rishon, which means that Chazal put on the ksuba of the rishon and the yavam to chiyuv chadash, so then of course he only has a mana. It's a new chiyuv because at the time of the chalais of the chiyuv, she's already a ba'ula. That if the Hemshik, the original Ksuba, then she can get 200 even if she is a Ba'ula. This is the way the Achrayim explained the Machlekes of the Rishonim upon this Chakira. Now, other Nafkaminis, Lamash, many other Nafkaminis. First of all, what is the Rambam and the other Paiskim for in this? So the Rambam and Hilchos Yishus Perek Chavayis and the tour hold that they only get a mana because they're going, according to this Chakira, with the side that it's a new chiyuv, and if new chiyuv, you only get a mana and you don't get the amount of a besula. And the Ra'an Rivash, a chelik in this, they hold that the chayiv either is a mana or a besula, or a masayim, depending on this machlek. So the Achronim say, this is Barat, if it's a Chiyuv Chadash or not. Let's see it in the Sefer Aris Vitziyunim. Yes, I am. Emma Kavana, so I took that time at Tia, Tilu Chiyuv Ksuba al Ayavam Afpi Shishalim Shamayim, Adina Enesu and Elam Ksuba. What that's a pshat that they created a ksuba where no chiyuv ksuba existed. Aishatilu is shiva ksuba shalabala rishon on the chseyavim. They just extended the first ksuba kadesh lekala ben lotzia. Okay, this is a reiteration of the chakir, as we explained earlier. And and he goes on to explain the machlokes between the Rishonim. As I said, it's rooted, as everything is, in the Ramban, and then it's explicated by the Rashba, the Ra'ah, and the Ritva. And the Sefer Ha'aris, which is written by Rabbi Katzenimrus, goes through various other nafkaminas. Let's talk about some of them, but for that we have to give you the grounding. So Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Lamedtes has a big kiddush. He says that if the Baal Harishain Ruven sold all the chasim, the Isha is allowed to get her ksuba from the chasim bnei chayrim of the Yavam, and not from the kuchais of the Baal. In other words, she needs to be paid her ksuba from somewhere. So there are various asset pools here. Where does she go? So the Yavam, the Ruven, the one who died, sold all the assets out for his death. He was in need for money, or the market was high, or whatever the reason was. He sold all his assets out. Now it was all converted into cash. So there's no longer anywhere to go besides the Lekuchas. So where do you go? Do you go to the Lekuchas of the first Baal, those people who Reuven sold the fields to? He sold them with a lien, told them there's a lien on this field from the Ksuba, but okay. That's the market adjusts. Or do you go to the Bnei Chayim of the Shimon? Shimon has fields that are not Meshubit. If they're Meshubit, somebody else, if he has his house is mortgaged to the bank, then they can't touch that. But if he has fields that are Bnei Chayim that are not mortgaged, then the Chayra, that you should get a lien on those things. Leish Tate and Taisus, you can make this bigger, please. Why Marie, the Nafka Mina, Shiyachla Baal Limkar Sadaisav. You have to move it over, and there you go. She yachla balum kzayit afili shtad abach kach zayit shal meis leitar from mishabdi meis ishi to rest from him. Okay, so that's Tosfos's mahalach. However, not everybody agrees to this. The two are paskins that if this case where there was not enough money, the Reuven sold the fields out, that the Isha gave her a ksuba from the Lekuchais, from the original Lekuchais, and not from this Bnei Chayrim. The Tur is Chelek Kutaisis. Look in the Tur and Simon Kuf Samaches. Remain a Chasim Rish and Yeshua Ksuba Mana Mishnei Sheni Kedin Al Mana Kadeshla Te Kalabin Al Betzia. Calls Man Sheshua Rish and Afila Hembiad Lekuchais. Ein Lo Menisse Sheni. So, what's the machlekes here between the Tisus and the Tur? So, l'chayre, it goes back to this chakira that we said earlier. Tur holds that it's a chiyuv, a new chiyuv, and therefore, it's well understood that if Tanu Chiyuv, Chazal will not attacking this Chiyuv when you can get it from the Nechasim of the first one, even Mishabadim. Go to the Lekuchais. But Taisus learns that it's a Hemshech of the Chiyuv of the Ksuba of the first of the Rishain, the first of Ruvain. And therefore, Taisus says you can't get from Bnei Chayrin, you can't get from Meshubadim, Lekuchais, a.k.a. Meshubadim, as long as there somewhere exists Bnei Chayrin. And here they exist Bnei Chayrin. Shimon has Bnei Chayrin. Therefore, you go to Bnei Chayrin. And therefore, this Chakira controls this Shiloh on whether or not you go to the Lekuchais of Reuven or the Bnei Chayrin of Shimon. Let's see inside in the Sefer Aryeh Urim. That's what Tosfos. The Daf Kamina Shmiyash Mishad the Bal Rishon in the upper left. Gleivim Behem Af Shiyash Bnei Chayim Shal Yavam. Chayim Kasuv Ramban Kan. Tosfos says, you go from the Lekuchas. I'd Kasuv Ramban. Shul Zav Leirak Shein Chasin Lerishon. Okay. I'd Kasuv Ramban from Rishon Yashul Masayim. That's what we said. Line 8 of the second paragraph. L'chayra pligi b'safek hanal. But it goes back to the first one, and therefore she gets Messiah as a psula because we're going back to the original ksuba, and it also explains this machlok between Tosfos and the Torah. Whether or not you go to the Mishabadim or whether you go to the Mishabadim of Reuven or the of Shimon. Next, Daf Gemara Tosfos and Yavam is there. Daf Test, if you can go back there, says that less of an Arishain means that the Reuven doesn't have any Nechasim to pay the Ksuba. And an example of that was Kigoyin de Ishtadaf Nechasov. Let's see there. Make bigger, please. Nafkamina Shiyakal Mislaish got flooded. Late time from a shop that you can't take away from mortgage properties. So this is how Tosfos understands the sugya, and the Tosfos understands when the Gemara says less lomin arishain, that means that they didn't have what to pay because it was flooded with the shtadif. Like Cain, Piresh, Rabbeinu, Rambam, it seems to sugya. The Rambam, Perich of Bey, is Halacha Yudalid. There you go. Meh, Ivama, make it bigger. Shloya Isla like Suba, by definition. How could she have ksuba from Shimon? I shall machel ksubasa zachem nesei echol v'maychem nesei mechavtzei. G'shayich nesei yivente yichtu la ksuba meya. Yikon duchas v'acharen ksubasa g'shar kol nashem shiashu ksuba. A new happy marriage starts, and she gets a ksuba like every other woman. But the ksuba is only meya. The Ram holds it's a new ksuba. If it's a new ksuba, how could you get Messiah? She's not a psula. As I say in Rambam, and therefore less lamina rishon, according to the Rambam, means that the rishon did not give her a ksuba at all, or the ish was meichel ksuba. This is how he defines it. Shaloi haisele ksuba. She never had a ksuba in the first place. Aisha machel ksubasa. So what's going on here? So we have a machlekes between Tosfos and the Rambam, and how we understand Pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos learns less lamina rishon means that the rishon does not have the chasm to pay the ksuba. And an example of that is that his fields were flooded. Fields of Reuben were flooded. Therefore, the state does not have enough sufficient funds to pay off the estate. The Rambam learns less law means she never got a ksuba in the first place. What's his machlokes? So again, the Achronim are happy to have this machlokes totally in the previous chakira. The Rambam holds it's a new chiyuv. And therefore, says the Rambam, that the chiyuv, this chiyuv is only an oifen when she does not have a ksuba at all from the rishon. Tosfos holds that it's a hemshach of the ksuba of the rishon, and therefore Tosfos holds that she has a ksuba from the rishon, but she doesn't have the rishon doesn't have the chasim to kedei to be goiva the ksuba from there. So here we go. Let's see how the Sefer Emek Shmuis, one of the contemporary Shishivas Barim, tells Vek this machlekes. Does everybody get it here? We're talking about the same Yisayit of the Chakira, whether it's the original Ksuba or it's a new Ksuba. And we're looking for Nafkaminas to be told this Chakira. And we found so far two major Nafkaminas, and now we're honing in on a third. Yesh Leiber, the machlekes, he'd be less from Rishon Yesh Lamana Messiah, Taisin the Rambam are being chelik in the etzem pirush of the words in the Gemara less law min arishayim. The Bataisim board, the Mishnah of Nechse, there was a flood, lost it. Next page. The less law, he said, the pshat is the pshat and pirush is there was a chi of the ksuba, but there was no efsheris to be gaivin. Chapter Shlomo together chiv shoshen and alham is chayvus hamais. Neschayv rakshin, eidem sharis gviyim shemach chiyuvu yom esayim k'may etzel hamais. Aval the Rambam only custom the less law haynu shloih hayishayik leimar shachiyuv shloiyav mahaynu bechteris kiyum l'chayvus hamais like a klal chiyuv rishon. There's no chiyuv at all because there was no ksuba. Rambam learns the less law means there was no ksuba at all. Or he was Michael, which means there was never a ksuba. Therefore, it has to be, since there was no ksuba to begin with, any ksuba you're coming up with cannot be hamshacha, the original ksuba. There was no original ksuba according to the Rambam, because either she never had one, for whatever reason, or she was Michael, therefore she never had one, and therefore there is no chiyuv, and therefore, how could it be an hamshacha of the first one? Therefore, by definition, she can only have a money, she can't have a messiah, because it's nuksuba, she's a bull, and therefore she only gets a money. Beautiful chakira. So we have three nafkaminas to this Chakira and the Machlaikas Rishayim. So we now have a triple Machlaikas between the Rajba and the Ra'ah. The Ritva is on the side of the Rajba. The Rivash is on the side of the Ra'ah. We have Machlaikas between Taisus and the Tur. And now we have Machlaikas between Rambam and Taisus. All in the same Chakira. I use a new Yibum, a new Ksuba, or Amshacha of the original Ksuba. One last shtickle here is a Gemara in Yevamos, where the Gemara says a Yevama, which is a Metzias of a Yevama, which is Asur LaBaila, to the Baila Rishain Midrabanan, who's a Chayv Lavin, but not Asur to the Yavam. And she went ahead and she was this Yavim. Does she have a Ksuba from the Yavam or not? So the Achrayinu explained that so you cited this suffix is telling the richest chakira. If it's a chiyuv chadash or it's a hamshach of ksuba rishon. If the hamshach ksuba rishon, then there's no ksuba. If it's a chiyuv chadash to the yabam, then of course there is a ksuba, and then the number of that ksuba is probably, as we explained earlier, between the amana or messiah. That's the Gemara in Daf Mempehei. Let's see this Gemara, please, inside, and then we'll conclude with how Rabbeinu Hatzafnas Paneach, Nashlomis the Masechtas Ksubis, says this vart. If the woman is usher to the Baal because she's a Shnia, you all remember what that means, right? She's usher with the Rabbana. But she's not Asa to the Yabam. The scenario is very easy to come out. Yashak sub me yam my lay. Given that Mark Sabasa Bao next about Risha and Lesla, I deal with Kim and deal Lesla Marishan to Rabbana Mishani Isla. I think where Rashesh starts trying to be patient to Sukkah. Said to Ragachover that really this Gemara's Shaila is exactly this Kira. What is the nature of the ksuba of a yabam? The Rav Tov tells it back with the Metzias that's in the Rambam. Yavam and this is the lesson of the Rambam. Zuck the Rav Tov. Hach baya the shniel by my name, by close to all the Gemara. Muchach, line 4. Da baya deshamu imash ein la ksuba nechsebal rishon tzarich shi'it la rabam rach shech l'shal mash beis la rukhe v'yishu chiv chadosh. Adesh Teit Rangachov, as always, written in Bekitzer Nimritz, a very sharp, clear exposition that the bar is sveiko, is totally in this shaila. So really, this machlekes goes all the way back to Mevin de Gemara as to whether or not the yisoid of the Yavama is a Chiyuv Chadash, or it is just a Hamshach of the original Chiyuv Chazer. So the Gemara had a, on what the Mishnah says, that the Ksuba of a Yavam, there's a responsibility to the Baal HaRishayin, and that's only Yeshla. Let's go back, look at this Lashon of the Gemara, Lashon of the Mishnah, and Daf Pei and Beis, and then the Lashon of the Gemara, and Daf Pei Beis. In Pesach, we have to always keep the Gemara, the Gemara. Right. Okay, so the Bavache Kalak Subal Nixubal, that's the Mishnah. Where it says, my taima, well, that'd be Elesla. So what does Elesla mean? So Gemara says it's because they say the Kalavansim. What does it mean? After Rajwasanaf Kamina, end of the day, he's Yerush the estate and he has to pay anyway. And this is Kasha of many Rishonim ask, as you saw in the Shita. Rajma said, "Naf gemina tu naf tu to the roots of the Teretz." So we focused on it. If the ksuba is mana or is the ksuba mesayim? Is ksuba mesayim like a psula or a mana like a beula? So yesh lachkar. What the side of a ksuba to yavam is? It amshach of the original ksuba that the Reuven gave the isha. Reuven, the late Reuven, gave the isha, and therefore, if it's amshach, then she's entitled to 200 because it's just amshach of original ksuba, or is it only 100, and this machlekes between the Rajba and the Ra'ah, his contemporary, who's Chelu, because the Rajba is totally on these two sides of this Chakir. The Rambam and Perek Chabei, Zalachi Adalet, and the Tur both say that she only gets a mana because they hold, according to this Chakir, that it is a new Chiyuv, a new Chiyuv. She only gets a mana, so she is Metzias, not a Psula. The Ra'ah and the Ribash Chelik in this, and they hold that even if the Chayv Seksub is Matalis from the Yavam, he gets Masayim and all the Achronim, all but many of the Achronim say that probably in this Chakira, whether or not it's a new Chiyuv or Hamshacha, the first Chiyuv. New Chiyuv is 200, Hamshacha, the first Chiyuv, it's another 100. Another Mafkamina is what happens if the Baal HaRishon sold his Nechassim? Who has to pay the Isha? Can the Isha go to the Lekuchais of the Baal HaRishon or the Nichsei B'nei Chayrin of the new Baal? So this is machlekes in the Rishayim. The Torah holds that you can go to the Lekuchais and not from the Nechassim of the Yavam. And the other Rishayim are the Tosis is chalik with the Torah. The Tosis holds that the Baal HaRishon sold the Nechassim. You go to the Bnei Chayim of the Yavam and not to the Lekuchais of the Baal HaRishayin. And in this forum, they say that probably in this Kira, is it a new Yisayid, a new Chiyuv, or is just Hamshacha of the original Chiyuv? Another Mashkamina would be how to understand Pshat of Leslam in HaRishayin. Tosis in Yavam Mustafa says that in a Metzias where it was Nishtadef, and therefore it's Ein Law because it's simply not around. And the Rambam learns never had it in the first place, and we said this Kira is totally in this machlekes. And the Ragachev adds that a shal in the Gemara and Daf Pehei, when the Shnia is usher only to the original Baal and but not to the Yavam, does there a ksuba from the Yavam not, is also totally in this machlekes, is where the ksuba is the Hamshacha, the first Baal, or is it is a new Chiyuv. Kadra Baisai, beautiful Nafkaminas, beautiful Chakira. Beautiful Hezbollah Machlekes Rishayim, and now you have a major toehold on this week's. Everybody have a good week, and we'll see you next week. And I thank my colleagues for enabling this.